Good morning. This is Angel, and I am here today with Marcia Kells. Marcia is one of our nurse practitioners here at Appleton Area Health. And today we're going to talk a little bit about sun exposure and vitamin D. So, Marcia, what do we know about sun exposure and melanoma risk?
Well, a lot of people think that they need to be in the sun because it's going to give them some health benefits, particularly vitamin D. But it can be risky business because increased sun, you know, can give you a sunburn, number one. And it can, people like to be in the sun because, you know, if they put on sunscreen, they think they can be out there longer. But, you know, longer, you know, can lead to increased risk of different kinds of cancers of the skin. And, you know, people think that even going into the tanning booth is going to give them some health benefits of ultraviolet rays that are going to boost their health with vitamin D. And granted, you know, you do get 90% of your vitamin D, but that is from the sun, not the tanning booth. Apologize for that, but that's the truth. And so there are no studies that show that sunscreen lowers your vitamin D levels. However, under strict conditions, sunscreen can lower your vitamin D levels. That's like you glob it on, you know, over and above the normal use of the sunscreen. But with normal use, it does not lower your vitamin D absorption. But you do have to reapply, of course, sunscreen every 2 hours. And if you don't have the waterproof stuff, you have to do it more often than when you go in the water. So ultraviolet exposure increases your melanoma risk. So one blistering sunburn doubles your risk of melanoma just one time. And a tanning before the age of 35, the tanning booth exposure, increases your risk for melanoma by 75%. And so occasional use of the tanning bed triples your chances of developing melanoma. 97% of women less than 30 with a history of melanoma report the use of tanning, the tanning booth. So sunscreen does decrease melanoma risk. We know that. And so just the use of SPF 16, the melanoma risk decreases by 50%. Invasive melanoma decreases by 73%. And non-melanoma skin cancer decreases by 75%. So let's say we use a higher SPF, using greater than 15% SPF, the decrease of melanoma risk by 18%. And changing from SPF 15 to greater than 15% may reduce the risk of melanoma by 33%. So just those little changes. So the moral of the story is be smart in the sun. Avoid the peak sun hours, which is between 10 and 4, 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. They say you do the shadow test, and if your shadow is shorter than you are, those are peak hours. So 80% of cancer-causing rays are during that time frame. Wear sunscreen greater than SPF 30. Apply enough, only 25 to 50% of use, so that's use that appropriately. 1 ounce for your body will cover your body. So 1 ounce is all you need to cover your entire body, head to toe. You know, not in your hair, of course, but you know. Allow 15 minutes on the sun, on your skin, excuse me, before you go outdoors. The FDA doesn't regulate the application of sprays, so they can't regulate how much a spray, how much you have to use of a spray. They're talking about when you do an ounce, that's a lotion. And then reapply every 2 hours. And now they've come out with clothing also that has SPF protection in it. But if you're interested more on sunscreen, stay tuned.
Exactly. So what we've learned then today is that definitely tanning booths are highly dangerous and everybody should avoid those. And I think we all know that. But a little bit of sun can be healthy because it provides that vitamin D, is what you're saying.
Yeah, 15 minutes, if you have no sunscreen on, will give you enough for an entire day.
Good to
but
know.
But that's only 15 minutes.
15 minutes of sun will provide you enough vitamin D for an entire day.
Right. Or you could drink, you know, some milk and, you know, they say 4 calcium products a day will also do that.
Okay.
If you like to eat. Which I do.
Mm-hmm. So then what we should do is avoid the sun and use our sunscreen.
Absolutely. And you can wear sunscreen for those 15 minutes as well. You know, it's not going to inhibit the rays from getting in. And that's what I would recommend because guess what? We don't have that ozone layer to protect us anymore.
Mm-hmm. And protection is key.
Yes.
Protection is key. Well, thanks, Marcia. We'll be talking more about healthy sun habits and skin cancer during the month of May, which is Skin Cancer and Melanoma Awareness Month.
Okay.
Thanks.